Good morning, church. We are here in church this morning. That is obvious. Are you ready to praise the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Let's stand. Let's open up. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here. Father, let us never take it for granted that we can be here in church this morning. We have songs to sing to you this morning, Father. Songs that glorify and lift up the name of Jesus. Give the devil a headache. And Father, we just thank you for meeting us here once again with your Holy Spirit. As we come to you now in spirit and in truth, the requirements that you want of us, we know now that you, when we line up with your word, Father, that you are pleased with us and you will meet us here. So Father, we thank you for now, just for an awesome time of worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, all for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Soaring I shall be in spirit, still released from flesh and sin. Yet from what I do inherit, hear thy praises I'll begin. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. How his kindness yet pursues me, mortal tongue can never tell. Clothed in flesh till death shall loose me, I cannot proclaim it well. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Oh, that day when free from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed and in blood-washed linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry, take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day.
I like those words. Oh, that day when freed from sinning.
Amen.
Free, totally free. Sin isn't even going to be a temptation anymore. It won't even exist. I am so looking forward to that day.
Billows, you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does a crossing heavy you are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings, money cannot buy your reward in heaven nor your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Amen.
You know, that's important to do, but we also do that here every single Sunday. That's what the testimony time is about, where we get up and we brag about God. We count our blessings. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Say I am rich.
you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
1 John 3:1.
But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be
thank you.
set free. By His name, I have no fear in me. By His name, death cannot swallow me. By His name, I have prosperity. By His name, sickness can't dwell in me. By His name, I walk in victory. By His name, I've been set free. By His blood, I have no fear in me. By His blood, death cannot swallow me. By His blood, I have prosperity. By His blood, sickness can't dwell in me. By His blood, set free. By Jesus Christ, I walk in victory. By His word, I've been set free.
Thank Amen. You, Lord.
What concerns me today? God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way.
Thank you, Lord.
What I get out of that is there is nothing, nothing that is impossible for God. Absolutely nothing.
Seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me. And rivers in the desert will I see.
Amen. You know, when Jesus gave us that model prayer, Lord, they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. He said, give us our daily, not future, not past, but daily bread. He was talking about, you know, handle things day to day. And that's what this is saying. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. Amen.
He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever His truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted.
I like that song.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is exalted. That's what we're doing here this morning. Ever seen one of those bumper stickers that says, God is my co-pilot? You ever thought about that? That's bad theology. God doesn't want to be the co-pilot. He wants to be the pilot. He's the one that's leading. We're not leading and saying, you know, come on, you can be with me. He says, no, no, no. I'm with you. You follow after me. That's what this song is about. He leadeth me. We don't lead him.
Serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving. Appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Salvation to impart. You ask me how.
Those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. I got to admit, everybody tells the plan of salvation in a slightly different way. And it is interesting every single time to hear it. I love to tell the story. You know, my boys, they sit there and we've gone through the picture Bible now. And Andrew says to me, he says, let's have a story before he's going to go to bed. Let's have a story. You know, and he's not content with just a little mediocre story. He wants a good story. And he wants details. And you know, this is one that I have told him. We've gone over details exquisitely, just over it, so he understands it. He understands the blood, the sacrifice, why Jesus came on the cross. It is a good story. It's never going to get old.
Amen.
And this is going to be our last song today. We're going to just close it quietly here with, I love you, Lord.
Prophecy. The Lord wants us to take notice of the lesson that comes from observing what happened with Lucifer. What happened with Lucifer is being observed by the whole universe, and it filters down. The effect of it is filtering down to us, affects our lives daily. It's not something that just happened a long time ago. It affects us daily, and this is what the Lord has shown me about this, that when Lucifer fell, he did a very foolish thing. In fact, he is the biggest fool in the universe, because he who doesn't believe in God is a fool. But he believed in God, but he just decided to put himself up there. He wanted to be the center of attention. He wanted the focus. He wanted the worship. And so when Adam and Eve decided to sin, they made that decision, then they immediately got that same nature that makes them want to be the center, that makes them want to be first, gives them, they want to worship themselves, they want to put themselves in the center of the universe. And so this, unfortunately, is the nature of all humanity. We each have that nature. It's called the old man or the carnal man or the flesh. But we all are born with a sin nature. And that's why we have to have Jesus, our Savior. He's given us his life and his blood so that we can miraculously be set free from that nature. And yet we still struggle with this flesh. It's here. It's something that we daily have to die to. That's why we have to daily take up our cross. It's not something that we do 2 or 3 weeks ago or 3 or 4 years ago. Daily we have to examine ourselves and we have to see, am I living for myself or am I presenting myself to God a living sacrifice? Am I putting others first? Am I thinking about myself first? Am I seeking pleasure? Do I have my own plans, even though they seem so righteous? We have to always, always, always be putting the old man to death, because if we follow those ways, it is the way of flesh is the way of death. But the way of God is the way of life, and life eternal.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. No matter what Lucifer has done, O Lord, great is he that is within us than he that's in the world. And no weapons formed against us shall prosper. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ our Lord. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience, when our obedience is fulfilled. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord God, that you made every provision What the devil stole, O Lord, you raise in your standard against him. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord. Praise you that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Can tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword or swine flu? Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. O Lord, all we need to do to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, because you made the Lord your God, which is your refuge, even the Most High your habitation, no evil shall befall thee. No plague will come near your dwelling, because he will give his angels charge over thee to carry you in all thy ways, to bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. And we want to thank you for every provision that you made, O Lord. And we know we have security in Christ Jesus. We have security, and we want to bless you and thank you today for victory. And in Mark 16:15, it says, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes on me and be baptized shall be saved, and he that believes not shall be damned. And signs shall follow to them that believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with other tongues. They shall take up serpents. They shall drink any deadly thing, and nothing by any means shall hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for, Lord, that you are in control. You are in charge. You are the pilot. And we want to thank you and praise you today for victory in this body of believers. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, that's who our God is. Oh, he is a keeper. He is the shade on our right hand. Nothing absolutely shall come against the people of God in the name of Jesus. To them who walk uprightly and do righteousness and speak truth in their hearts. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for the word that you gave us. We bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. We want to ask you today, O Lord, for blessings upon the finances of this church. We pray, O Lord, that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we want to thank you, Lord. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we bless you and thank you, Father, for meeting every need, Lord. And, oh Lord, we want to ask you today, out of what you have given us, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver, in the name of Jesus. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you may have all sufficiency always in all things. It may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Lord, and praise you. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor. He will bring the message to us today. Let he give him clarity of mind. Give him freedom to preach. Let the anointing be mighty upon him. And we thank you and praise you, Father. And we pray that you anoint the ears that will hear the message. and that we will receive it, and we will apply it in our lives. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we bless you and thank you today for victory. We pray, O Lord, that you anoint everyone that gives a testimony today. Thank you, Father, for anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. And let, O Lord, your name be glorified with the testimonies as well. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Good morning. I'm going to take a few testimonies this morning. Okay. My goodness. Okay. We got a lot of them. I think we'll go with Natalia first. You're first, Natalia.
Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Angels are watching over me tonight. Angels are watching over me tonight. As I am closing my eyes, I remember a prayer my mama sang to me. Know the Lord will always be with you tonight, tonight. Angels are watching over me tonight. Angels are watching over me tonight. As I am closing my eyes, I remember a prayer my mama sang to me. Know the Lord will always be with you tonight, tonight. Angels are watching over me tonight. Angels are watching over me tonight.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Marionette.
Marionette. I don't know what that word means, but anyway, this is Natalia's new toy. It's something that she saw on Sound of Music where they were using strings to play with a doll. So anyway, she got one, so she's very happy with it.
It's called a marionette.
Marionette. Okay. Thank you. Amen. Okay. I have to confess I'm one of the biggest fools, according to Carol, that being number 10 out of 12 children, since I remember, I always hungered for that love of our father and mother, our earthly parents. But I'm thankful to God that they're gone now to be with Jesus, that that void has been filled with love of Jesus in my heart. So I'm very thankful. And since, like I said, we had 12 children in our family, but now in Jesus and Christ, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a whole bunch of brothers and sisters. Anyway, I'm so grateful and pleased. I just want to remind you that next week is going to be Natalia's 7th birthday, so I'd like to invite you to come next week and enjoy some good brotherly fellowship and testimonies. And also afterwards, there'll be refreshments and ice cream. Amen.
Who doesn't like ice cream? No. As I was sitting there listening to my little sister, Natalia, it came to me that Satan wants to destroy her testimony. You know that? Yeah. But he wants to. But we're going to pray for her daily as God reminds us, right? She's up here testifying, and Satan don't like it. So we're going to keep lifting up our little sister. Okay. Monica.
Well, good morning. I just wanted to tell you that after last Thursday's Bible study, God spoke to me on my way home. And he said, well, the Holy Spirit said, how much God loves me. And I heard that a few times. So I was thinking about Jeremiah, how he said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And I, every time I think about that, I think it's so big that he was thinking about me, little me, you know. And so... And also that because he loves me, I love him. And also that, you know, after one of the Bible studies some time back, I realized I love myself too now. I didn't used to, but I do now. Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right, that was beautiful, Monica. Okay, Pamela.
Good morning, everyone. Well, praise God. I had the pleasure of taking Kieran down to San Francisco Airport Friday. And I must admit, both of us were a little frazzled trying to get ready and getting everything prepared and being on time in the car. And thinking about Friday evening being one of the worst traffic things that we have to face. Traffic is a lot of times going down on Highway 80. It's not very pleasant. I've experienced it myself before. But praise God, Karen came out and she said, Pamela, can you pray for me? I need prayer right now. And I said, of course. So I said, give me a minute to put everything away. I had just come back from the store. So we sat down and we asked Jesus and the Holy Spirit and our Father in heaven to help us. And I said, I'm going to read Psalm 18, the whole thing. We agreed in, by prayer that the Lord would fulfill his word in us. And you know what? Jesus was there with us in the car. We drove the whole way. No traffic problems, no interruptions, just straight way, all the way. There was a little bit of a traffic problem when we came to Oakland, you know, where it splits there. But as soon as those cars went over to the left, we went to the right, across the bridge, and just went the whole way. And then we got to the restaurant where we were going to go, and she said, oh, there's the street. I zipped around there, and I went into the parking lot, and we got, like, the next to the last car parking place there. We went into the restaurant. We had a great meal, and Karen, she was just on top of the world because she knew Jesus was with her, and she was going to get on the airplane, and there would be no problems, and there weren't any problems on the airplane. She called me. She got there in her ministry trip exactly when she was supposed to get there, and there was victory the whole way. Amen. Through Jesus. Praise God. And as soon as I dropped her off at the airport, it was quite a bit early. However, she wanted to make sure she was prepared, and she didn't want me to have to wait around all till midnight before the plane landed or took off. So I went down to visit my mom in Palo Alto, and I can tell you right now, I wasn't in too strong. But when we are weak, then we are strong. That's what God's word says. So I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you, whatever you want me to do. So I went there, and it was a perfect timing because my mom is usually in the living room with all the people that take care of her, and I don't have a lot of chance to communicate with her by myself. And this time, it happens, they said, once a month, but she was so weak, she had to stay in bed. So, I mean, that to me was a blessing. I mean, I'm not saying I want my mom to stay in bed and be bedridden, but the Lord gave me an opportunity to pray for her, to talk to her, and to ask her questions that maybe I hadn't had an understanding for. And so that's what happened. And so I started to talk to my mom. I started to pray for her. And I just believed that God would make a way for us, that there would be something, that maybe a clue to something in her past that I wasn't aware of. So sure enough, I started asking her about, I said, Mom, you remember when I was little and used to always quote Psalms 23, and it reminded me of Natalia. My mom used to memorize scripture, and it, in particular that one, Psalm 23. So I said, Mom, remember when I was a little girl and you used to always say that psalm? I said, people of the world usually don't quote scripture. I said, where did you learn that? How did you get to know that psalm? She said, my mother taught it to me. And suddenly the light bulb went on in my spirit. And I said, did she love Jesus? Yes. And I went, oh, wow. And see, what happened was my mom, when she was 5 years old, her mom died, my grandma. So I never knew my grandma. I never knew a lot of things about her. And so I said, praise God. I said, let's pray right now that the Lord would enlighten you. He would bring you back. The Holy Spirit would bring you back to Jesus. You would remember and recall everything you learned as a child. That you would, it would just be so much a part of you, you couldn't help but speak it out. So that's what I prayed. And I was just very encouraged by you know, what I thought would be, oh, what am I going to say, or what am I going to do, how am I going to pray, it just suddenly became a victory song in my heart. So it reminded me of the verse in Romans 8, at the end of the chapter, where it says, nay, we are more, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through God that loved us. We are more than conquerors. We are the conquerors. We have to speak out the words. We have to believe it. And anyway, I just was like, wow, I just love my Lord. I just love Jesus for giving me the words to speak, because the words we speak are powerful. They either bring blessings or curses. And I want to speak blessings to those around me. So I just thank the Lord. I thank Jesus. And I thank the Holy Spirit and my Heavenly Father for making a way. Because God leads us. He, through the Holy Spirit, He leads us into the things that we need to do. And if we can remember that, that is powerful. And in Psalms 18:28, for thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. That's what He did. When I was discouraged, and Karen and I didn't know what to think of all the things that were coming up upon us, He lightened our darkness and made a way for us, a straight path. Praise God.
I think God prepared a lot of testimonies this week. Michael?
I thought that Monica's testimony was wonderful. I did applaud it. It's great. Let's hope I can be that way. But I just want to say, take a look at the persecuted church in this world. Now, we're coming under increased persecution in the U.S. Why? We're becoming more immoral in the U.S., baby. That's why, okay? Now, those other countries, they were much more immoral than us before us. So they're under the Iron Curtain and the Bamboo Curtain and the Islamic Curtain and all these curtains that deny their freedom as men. True human rights come from the true God. So what about our situation? Well, it's bad, okay? Now, we look at the people in the persecuted church behind those various curtains. And we have a wonderful, great testimony, lest we forget their situation. Their faith is very strong, isn't it? Don't we see New Testament miracles coming out of their church? Not ours, but theirs. Why? That's a solid faith, baby. Now, I've been here to hope the helpless spirit comes in me, and I want to increase it in here. I always pray that we become more and more and more. Now, this is the best church around that I can see. But I'm going to do the best I can to make it more so. Amen. Yeah, it's my job. So what is all this? Miracles are coming out of there. Now, one of the things I heard a little while ago was that I heard how true this is, but I imagine it might be pretty true. Some of the people behind the bamboo curtain, a Chinese communist curtain, Red China as we used to call it, maybe it still is Red China because it has a big red flag, a blood red flag. You know, and they said that they had wished that we would come under a severe persecution. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing to wish that the United States people will become under severe? Well, we are becoming. But I noticed myself in my personal life, me too, I'm becoming more a follower of God as persecution is increasing upon me. Now, it's rather a mystery, you know, that here we are in a great and wonderful country. You're not giving thanks to this great and wonderful U.S. that derives from the Bible. Let us give thanks to both our country, our U.S., and also to our founding principles, the Bible. What do we ask? I'm not running for office. But what do we ask? We ask that the people in America at least understand that they are Americans and that they let us be free as Christians. Okay? It's founded on Bible principles. I will not give an inch to any of these communist types. Why should I fear? If I have Jehovah and Christ and the Holy Spirit behind me, why should I fear?
It's coming. Okay, Joanne.
Good morning. This should be very short and to the point. And Father God says in His Word that we can ask anything in the name of Jesus and He will give it. We ask for mercy. And last week, Pastor John preached about the swine flu and nanotechnology, which is one of the deadly things that's being manufactured in Japan. And it's such a thing that it can heal or it can kill. And they put it in clothing and it lasts forever. It's got a tremendous power of the devil. And I prayed for 3 months after I read this article, praying that it would not be used for death. And now they're putting it in the swine flu shot. And Father God, right now, we ask you to turn that around on the devil. And that when our servicemen and our policemen are forced to be taking that shot, you're going to turn it around and you're going to make it healthy, not a killer, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you'll do it. Show us mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Okay. I had a interesting situation, and really I didn't put it together until this morning, just sitting here in that chair, but I knew God wanted me to talk a little bit about this. And I started a job this week, and they're in a big hurry to get it going. It's a restaurant. And the guy, the contractor, said, "Can we work Saturday and Sunday?" And I said, "Oh, we can work Saturday if you're ready. But we won't be working Sunday." And then I told him, I said, 6 days God created the earth, and on the seventh He rested. And we don't work, and neither do our men servants, our man servants, our cattle, nothing. And so he, okay. He says, "I was studying for seminary. I know what you're saying." This is what he said. Okay. So I had my guys go to a different job in the morning because, you know, I know they're not ready. And even though they want me there. So by about 10 o'clock, I figured I might move some guys if it looked like they were going to get it somewhat ready. So I got the call from the owner and from him. "Can you come up and get going?" Because they want to open their restaurant back up. And so I said, "Okay, we'll come to the job." And so I got my guys and we headed up to Grass Valley. And when I got there, I was just kind of on autopilot. You know, sometimes you're doing what you do. Okay. So we get on the job and, we step out, we park our trucks, very congested, and, we go to the area we're going to work, and he's got his radio out there. And it's, AC/DC. You know the group? "Highway to Hell," right? And man, and the compressor's going and that's blaring. And so, I just went straight to the contractor and I said, "Hey, can we kill that radio? I cannot work with Highway to Hell going on in the background." And he said, "No, I can't work without rock and roll." And this is the same guy that told me that he had went to seminary. Or was going to go to seminary. And so I thought, okay. And so we were trying to get organized and get going. And we could barely hear ourselves talking. And Javier was there. It was pretty loud. Wasn't it, Javier? Yeah. And so I just, we got going. And then finally I just went over and turned that radio off. Yeah. And the one guy up on the roof hollers out something about the radio. And I just ignored him. And then the guy, Chuck, the contractor, he in a few minutes he gets down and he comes over. And he says, "Hey, man, that's not cool. We were here first, you know." And I just said, "Can't work with that." And so he picked up his radio and he went into the entryway and turned it down. So anyway, the bottom line was, it was autopilot for me. You know what I mean? It's not something that was planned, or I just had to say, we can't work like this. And then as I was sitting in that chair, God put it together for me. You know, earlier in the week, somebody said to me, "You should read Nehemiah." And so I read that this week. I'm almost to the end, but Nehemiah, he built a wall. He didn't take no guff, did he? No. If you read the story, Nehemiah said, "We're going to build a wall." And when he was under threat, he said, "All right, we put watchmen out there. Everybody's working. They work with one hand and they had their sword in the other hand." And but you know what happened on that job? Nehemiah's job, they got the wall built. And they gave God the glory. And our job, we got what we needed done. And everything subdued. You know, we didn't get in a fight. But that, you know, I think God handled it. So, anyway, it was, I kept thinking, why should I tell that story? Why should I tell that story? And then it dawned on me in that chair, the Nehemiah that God wanted me to read this week, that somebody told me to read, was put the two together for me. Another thing, too, is I don't know if we can get any more copies, but Ina, you gave me that report from Henry Wright, about 7 or 8 pages, and I don't know if anyone else has got that, but it's very, very, very good on healing and the roots of diseases. And that's just a little report, but that report was very good. If we could get more of those, I think it'd be nice. Okay. Okay, Cindy.
Good morning, everyone. I have a friend in my painting class, and her husband is very sick. So I'd like all of you to, you know, pray for him. They suspect, excuse me, lung cancer. And so we know with God everything is possible and that the test will be negative. And also, there's a little girl that's very sick, too. Her name is Savannah, and she's waiting for a heart transplant. So I'm also asking everyone to pray for them. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord and good morning. The report you're looking for was furnished by Cindy Kostrykin. So talk to her. I'm sure she's still got the report. Well, praise the Lord. Are we smiling today? We got some, I'll be talking with later, give you some information. But I got a request here from, actually it was Brother Bob sent me a thing about the swine flu and that they had a lot of people sick overseas. And I sent off an email last night to a dear brother in Sweden. And I asked him, can you verify this? Is this true or is this not true? Well, when I opened up the computer this morning, here's an official report from the paper, and I just give you the highlights, what they said. You got to remember now that, let me give you these numbers first. In the United States, every year, we have the flu, guaranteed. Every year, 35,000 Americans die of the regular flu. That's statistics. I think right now, maybe 1,000, 2,000 people died of the swine flu. They will tell you how many people will die of the swine flu, but they will not tell you how many people die of the vaccine. That is, you know, a secret. So anyway, this was let out in Sweden, and they were trying to push it down, so hold it down. And it simply said that they had 110 confirmed cases where the people had taken a swine flu vaccination, got extremely ill. And they have prepared 600,000 shots for Sweden. And they're using a vaccine called Pandemrix. Now, you got to remember that the swine flu vaccine is produced by at least three different pharmaceutical companies. This is not one. And then we got this report from Germany, follow up what I said here last week. The vaccination debate in Germany is going very strong, and the people now have become very the German people have become very upset since they learned that the Paul Ehrlich Institute that ordered the vaccine for the German people has also ordered another vaccine for themselves, for the members of the German Congress, and the German army. The German people are going to be given Pandemrix, which is laced with mercury, preservative, and squalene. But the elite will get a vaccine without any adjutants. Notice now the Swedish people, they are getting Pandemrix. The question is, what are they handing out here in this country? Well, this is not to be known. And finally here, this is a note. This is a nurse. She is not a registered nurse. I don't know if you have a title in English. It's someone that is between an orderly and a nurse. It's kind of a half situation there. And she's 49 years old. And she was vaccinated last Wednesday, and she still feels very bad. She has a high fever, and she's shivering from that. I'm shaking my whole body. I could not even hold a water glass, said this woman, Lotta Lindström. And she is very insecure if she wants to have another follow-up shot. She said, I am wondering, what did they give me? I feel very, very, that there's something in my body. I feel very contaminated, and it feels very uncomfortable. So I want to share that with you. Thank you, Bob, for tipping me up on this. And we're going to pray today against the vaccine and the flu itself and so on. Now, the good news is this, that Christmas is going to be secured for you. The official line is this, that the swine flu is going to go strong in the fall. It will take a break during the Christmas, New Year holidays, and it will come back in the spring. So now you know that the virus celebrate Christmas. They've taken time off. They will come back. Now, if you really think about it, it's pathetic. I mean, if you have been to high school, even if you've been to kindergarten, you should be able to figure this out. Something is not right. I mean, they are selling us a tremendous goods of bill. All right. Let's have people come forward and like to come forward and pray. And we're going to have a prayer time. And I'm not going into specific order, so this is the prayer request here for Thomas. Pray for oil prices to continue to drop and for the oil speculators to lose their money since they are trying to make a profit on the back of the people who must have fuel for their cars and heating of their house in the winter time. Now, let me share this with you. Think about this. The oil prices has gone up about $10 the last 3 weeks. Gasoline prices have been going down in California. With the price of oil, the average is about $2.50 in the United States. We are laying close to $3. So that ought to tell you that somebody's making some extra money on our back. This is from Sweden. Pray for Grace Mann and his wife in Sweden, Gothenburg, that they be able to make the correct decision concerning a job opportunity. If they make the wrong decision, it could have a devastating effect upon the economy for years to come. So I'm going to ask you to pray for that. And Lois Amarka is here today, but she's been very ill the last week. Pray for Lois Amarka, who has been ill on and off the last week. It has to do with her digestive system. It's her sister, Joanne. Hi. You know, I'm known for that. I can look at a person. I've known her for 30 years. I look and says, what's your name again? Okay, pray for Karen Leach, who is at Henry White's place in Georgia this week. Pray that God will give her the healing she's looking for and that her soul will be healed once and for all. Carol, will you take this? And this is a prayer request from the state of Washington. This is our little brother, Daniel. Remember him? Yes. And he called me up Saturday. The state of Washington is voting on November 4th, 2009, if marriage also would include homosexual couples. In other words, they're going to make a decision if they're going to have same-sex marriages. He and his family were out demonstrating Saturday and handing out tracts. Pray that this demand for the same sex marriages shall be defeated. Amen. And Vasily, would you pray for this request? And then we're going to pray for Katarina Terrell, as she's down to the last month before her baby girl is due. And let us pray that God will give her strength, no complications, and a smooth birth for the baby. So let's have Monica pray for this. And Sister Cindy, since I did not get it written down, can you come on up here and pray for those two requests that you had? Just come on up and stand next to your husband. We start with Thomas then.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. And I want to thank you, Father, for the wonderful testimonies that we heard here today, Lord. And we can truly know that you love us and that we're worth being loved, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the work that's being done in the hearts of men. And we know that you're on the throne. We thank you for that, Lord. Father God, thank you for also preserving this place where we meet every Sunday, Lord. And thank you, Father, for giving it to us. We thank you, Father, also for freedom to assemble and without interference, Lord. And we praise your name for that, Lord. We thank you for the freedoms that we hold and that actually you hold them, Lord. We thank you for the freedom that we have. And we thank you for preserving that, Lord. And Father, I want to lift up the situation with the oil prices. We know that there are many wealthy individuals that they make their living speculating on oil. And they don't want to work for their money. They want to speculate or gamble for it instead. And Father, it's on the backs of the people around the world. So we thank you, Father, for keeping the price of oil down. Destroy the speculators' markets. And we thank you, Father, for provision for the common people in the world so they can have gas to go to work, to do what they need to do, and also all other sources of energy, Lord. We don't worship Mother Earth. We worship God, Amen. The creator of the earth. There's no mother involved in it. And I thank you, Father, for dealing with this as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you that you have our sister Karen over there and that you are, your spirit is in her, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is working and has led her over there. We ask for your anointing on her, that anointing that breaks the yoke. We also ask that the anointing would be on the people that are with her, ministering to her, and that that anointing will indeed break the yoke of things that have hurt her and kept her body ill for this time. We ask for a final healing of Karen's emotions and her physical body in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart, and I receive your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, we lift up Daniel and his family, that God has given them the strength, the courage to fight this homosexual same-sex marriage. In this country where everybody's practically is educated and aware of what the owner's manual, our Bible, says that there's no same-sex marriage. It's the opposite. Well, would you, Heavenly Father, please dispatch your holy angels to these state of Washington and give them recognition that there is no same-sex marriage. Give them the wisdom to read the Bible and understand it and follow it. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I ask you to please heal these two people, Tom and Savannah, who are very ill. And I just lift them up to you, Heavenly Father. And I know nothing is impossible with you, Heavenly Father, that their illnesses will be taken away from them and sent to the dry places, Heavenly Father, and just make them be the way you created them from the foundation of this earth. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I'm praising you, Jesus, for Katerina, who is pregnant, and also for my daughter, Rachel, who is going to, they're both going to have their babies almost at the same time, a few days in between. So I pray, Jesus, that you have been looking down to these two ladies. And I'm praying every day, Jesus, that you will help these babies to develop, to be perfectly developed and to be perfectly healthy. Yes. And there will be no complications at their birth, either one. for, I pray especially for Katarina's C-section that everything will go perfectly and that the doctors know exactly what to do and that you will impress upon the doctors, Jesus, how they are to handle it so that the baby will be lifted out of the womb without any complications or any injuries, especially to the neck. That could be a problem. But I know, Jesus, you are right there and you will take care of it. And I pray for Rachel that is going to have a supposedly a natural birth, that you will be with her and that you will help her through the whole process. In the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord. Oh, Lord, that we can let our request be made known unto you. And thank you, Lord, for, oh Lord, that we will see results. And right now, Lord, we lift up to you, Grace Men in Sweden. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you make a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you for leading him and guiding him, Lord, to the right job. There will be no mistake, that you will know without a shadow of a doubt that this is the job that God has provided for him. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you beforehand, O Lord, for the job that you are going to provide for the Grace Men. And thank you, Lord, that you are giving grace and mercy in this time of need. We pray, Father, for the Grace Men. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Father, when it comes to the swine flu that I don't even watch TV, so I guess it's being hyped so much, but it's going all over the world and they're talking about it and hyping it nonstop. And Father, I know that there is greed involved in this, that there is pharmaceutical companies that stand to make a lot of money off of it. But Father, I also know that it doesn't stop there with them. They don't have so much control as to be able to do something on a worldwide scale unless there was other people who was helping them and pushing things along behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And Father, even our own government is in on it, as I believe that there has been some national emergency declared that this is a pandemic now, and basically the Bill of Rights has been suspended and they could come in and forcefully inoculate us. So, Father, I mean, we're standing here today in a modern-day book of Acts, and it just seems like it's just getting worse and worse and worse. We have our freedom still, but they're talking about doing checkpoints and so forth, and the news is just very, very grim. Father, there is nothing that is impossible for you. And I know that if they were to inoculate us and what they mean for evil, we can stand on Mark chapter 16. But there is nothing by any means that shall hurt us. Yes. And they could sit and give us shot after shot, trying to kill us. But nevertheless, Father, you can protect us. Amen. Now, Father, we just ask that you would just destroy this evil work that they're perpetrating upon the people of the world. Not just here in the United States, but here in the world. That there is a group of people that's trying to eliminate a large part of the world's population because they think this planet's too crowded. Father, you say otherwise. You believe that we read in the first chapter of Genesis where it says, be fruitful and multiply. And you never put a limit and to say, well, the earth can only sustain X amount of population. Yes. So, Father, we just thank you now that we don't have the power or the money, the media pool to be able to fight this. We get on our knees, Father God, and we come before you. Amen. And we petition you with this, that you would simply just destroy this evil work. It's like Pastor John said earlier, this is a very, very smart flu shot or swine flu that takes a break during the winter. Father, an idiot can simply see that this is being engineered. Yes. And we are not idiots. But Father, I just ask also at the same time that you would shake the people in this nation, that they're sitting there watching their television, whether it happens to be their sports or their sitcoms or whatever it is. They got their programs and they're all caught up and wrapped up in it so much that they don't even know what the reality of things are that's happening, and much less even care. Father, we just ask for a shaking in this country. Shake things up. Change it around. And Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit would just be mighty and powerful upon us, that as we go and we talk to people, we witness to people, that we would also witness to them, not just in word, but in power as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you and praise you. We know that with the stripes of Jesus Christ, Sister Lois has been healed in heaven, and let it manifest on earth. We pray that nothing can transfer onto her because she is encompassed about with your holy angels of safekeeping. We pray that for all of us. Encompass us about with your holy angels of safekeeping concerning the swine flu or anything else. And we thank you and praise you that Sister Lois is healed of the whatever's happening internally with her digestive system. In the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you heard every prayer that's been spoken here today. And I thank you for this congregation, Father God, that is present here in this building, and those that are watching us either now or later on, or listening to us. And we thank you, Father God, that we can come to you, that you have told us to pray. For Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Knock, and it shall be opened. And we are asking, we are knocking. And we thank you now that these prayers have been answered. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who agreed said, amen and amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.